WSJK, ESPN 93.5, Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
This is a Fox News alert. The House is getting ready to move forward in their Trump investigations. I'm Dave Anthony.
We know the game plan. We've seen it for weeks now. They leak what they want to leak. Yeah. Republicans are criticized if they dare say anything about what's going on.
GOP Congressman Michael Burgess, but House Democrat Jim Himes also told Fox that the witnesses will be given, their testimony will be made public, and it will be a public process. Fox's John Decker live at the White House.
The House set to vote this morning on rules governing the next phase of the impeachment inquiry. The resolution drafted by House Democrats lays out the ground rules for public hearings, provides procedures for the president and his lawyers to respond to evidence, and also sets out the process for considering articles of impeachment in the Judiciary Committee and in the full House. The measure is expected to be voted along party lines. Only two Democrats remain non-committal. Republican lawmakers and the White House have criticized the resolution as a measure that's coming too late following weeks of closed-door depositions. Dave?
John, a National Security Council Russia expert is leaving that job, is being questioned this morning in the House inquiry about the Trump-Ukraine call. Fox has learned the White House tried to stop Tim Morrison from appearing, but the Intelligence Committee issued a subpoena. He did not give an opening statement. A new wildfire was sparked early this morning in California.
The Hillside Fire in North San Bernardino. It's burned about 200 acres so far. A mandatory evacuation is underway for that area right now. Four homes have burned.
Fox's Christina Coleman in Simi Valley, where another fire keeps burning out of control. Firefighters have been able to protect the Reagan Library nearby. A much bigger fire in Sonoma County, they burned down dozens of homes, almost half contained. A lot of happy baseball fans in Washington after the Nationals won the World Series.
We took it home! The Mets won next to seven! I was ecstatic!
They beat the Astros in Houston 6-2 in Game 7. America's listening to Fox News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
I'm Dr. Bob Arnott, and I treat pain with Salonpas. Before you take anything for back or joint pain, I recommend applying topical pain relievers first, like Salonpas Lidocaine Patch. Salonpas Lidocaine contains the maximum strength lidocaine available without a prescription. It blocks pain receptors, providing effective, long-lasting, and non-addictive relief. Also available in roll-on or cream. Look for the silver Salonpas box in the pain relief aisle. Salonpas, it's good medicine.
I'll get our top Fox News story. The House getting started, preparing to vote on a resolution to move the process forward in their impeachment inquiry. There is one big potential witness looming. The National Security Advisor President Trump recently fired.
House Democrats have invited former National Security Advisor John Bolton to appear for a deposition November 7th. But Bolton's attorney, Charles Cooper, says his client will not appear without a subpoena. During testimony last week, America's top diplomat to Ukraine, Bill Taylor, told lawmakers Bolton was concerned about the president's actions towards Ukraine. Democrats also want to press Bolton on his frustration with President Trump's lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, who former officials say he called the quote, hand grenade. Should Bolton appear, he will be the highest profile former Trump administration official to be interviewed so far in the Democrats' impeachment inquiry. In Washington, Sean Lanchel, Fox News.
It's Halloween, and some kids aren't so happy because Mother Nature is playing tricks, which is postponing the treats in some areas. Snowy weather has places around Chicago delaying trick-or-treating, wind and cold and rain also canceling events from Cleveland to New England. But for most of the rest of us, the doorbell will ring a lot tonight.
This year's most popular Halloween costumes come from a couple of 2019 films. So you'll probably see more than a few folks dressed up as Captain Marvel or the Joker. Those stats come from Fandango Now. As for what we're hoping for in our treat bags, the website candystore.com looked at dozens of years of data, and Skittles came out on top as the most popular Halloween candy in the U.S. That was followed by Reese's Cups, M&M's, Snickers, and Starburst. It seems candy corn is pretty controversial because in addition to making the best list at number 6, it made the worst list at number 1. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
On Wall Street, the day after the latest Fed interest rate cut that sent the S&P 500 to an all-time high, stock futures are moving lower. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. Probation is a sentence for a Rantoul man who admitted he robbed a man outside a Rantoul motel in September. 30-year-old Stephen Houston pleaded guilty in October to aggravated robbery. He admitted that on September 5th, he took money from a man while he was believed to be in possession of a gun. Another charge of theft from person was thrown out as part of the plea deal. A Mahomet man is facing drug charges after police found several ounces of cannabis in his car. 22-year-old Justin Creighton was arrested after a deputy saw his car weaving over the center line on Illinois 47 in Mahomet and initiated a traffic stop. The deputy could smell cannabis, and a drug-sniffing dog helped to confirm that. Creighton had almost $900 in his pocket, and a search of the car turned up a backpack that had just over 9 ounces of cannabis and a digital scale inside. He has been charged with possession with intent to deliver cannabis and possession of 100 to 500 grams of cannabis. He'll be back in court next month. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
You want to make a splash. You want to impress your guests. You want them to walk out saying, wow. If you're planning a corporate event, private party, or need a customized menu, you need Mega Restaurant. From big business to small parties, Mega's private rooms can accommodate all party sizes. And they'll give you the luxury you deserve. Call 398-1020. Mega Restaurant.
This is Starla Carr with Provident Financial Group. Finding your way to retirement may feel like working your way through a maze. Without a guide, it's hard to see if you're headed in the right direction. We can offer guidance along the way to help you see the bigger picture and make good financial decisions. Contact us today at 3017 Village Office Place, Champaign. Call 217-366-3456 or find us online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Why do so many go to Honda BMW of Champaign? Is it the selection of hundreds of new and pre-owned vehicles? The easy location off Neal at Burwash Savoy? For the fact that they're an award-winning dealership getting incredible reviews year after year from their customers? Yes, it's all of the above. Before you buy your next vehicle, give Honda BMW of Champaign a chance to earn your business. Honda BMW off Neal at Burwash Savoy, or go online, drivechampaign.com.
All righty, a check of your Halloween Day forecast, even a peek to Saturday's football game. Diane Ducey.
High 33 expected today. Snowy and windy. Later. I'm sorry.
It is October.
It is. Yeah. High 47 tomorrow with sunshine down to 32. Clouds on Saturday's forecast with a high 40, low 29. And up towards 50, sunshine expected on Sunday. Right now, the temperature's at 33 on ESPN 93.5.
I am kind of mesmerized right now by a tweet. My son Christian retweeted this tweet, and here's somebody with a lawn chair out in the great Northwest. I would guess, I don't know, Montana or Idaho, I don't know, Grand Tetons. So he's sitting there with his lawn chair looking at the beautiful river and beautiful scenery, and then a grizzly bear.
Oh my God.
Just kind of strolls up there. The grizzly is yawning. Do in that situation?
Oh, what
would you do?
Totally still, obviously.
Well, you're just filming this, and you're very, very close, and you're dead if he decides.
I mean, it looks like it's close enough that the guy could reach out and pet it.
Which would be my inclination. Oh, look, the grizzly sat down.
Oh, it's sitting down next to him.
I mean, what is I'm at Stevie J-A-Y, Twitter.
Right.
I'm going to retweet this. If you want to go to Twitter, at Stevie J.
Oh, FM on
FM.
The back.
At Stevie J. FM.
Mm-hmm.
And he's just gazing. Yeah. I just want to go hug.
Well, he's probably just waking up from a nap.
But look at that.
Because he's like chewing.
Kind of headed now the other way. He's 5 feet from this man.
Okay, then he kind of discovered, oh, gee, there's somebody there.
But he would smell that.
You think?
Well, yeah. It just, I don't know exactly what a human being should do in that situation. We are trained, now that we are Patty's certified scuba divers from last weekend. My ears are still bothering
Congratulations.
Me. Thank you.
Sorry about that, though.
Yeah, it's okay. We are trained if we see a shark that we stay low and still and observe and just kind of look, because they say most every time sharks don't really care about you.
But if they do get close, punch them in the nose, Stevie.
I think that
they're sensitive.
But you're not going to have much momentum in water. It's not going to hurt.
Oh, I haven't thought about that.
It's kind of slow.
Okay.
What you do is you observe and then you slowly swim away. You don't go grab the fin.
I don't know that I'd want my back to them.
You can kind of swim with your sideways kind of thing, looking around.
Oh, geez.
But I don't know what I'd do with this grizzly. I'm going to retweet this now.
Okay.
At Stevie JAYFM, and you can tell me what you would do. Share tweet, right? Is that what I do?
Yes.
I don't retweet very much.
I don't either.
Well, now it just gives me a bunch of...
Well, and you can make a comment. And you can say at ESPNCU, we're asking the question.
I don't know. I don't think you do anything. Because if you run, you cannot run the bear.
That's right.
They've got that.
And, you know, there is that method that Jim Gaffigan brought up.
Exactly.
The bit of just, you know, getting the fetal position and getting a little ball and make yourself, like, unknown to the to the bear.
Yeah, and he said, who wrote those rules? Did the bears write those rules?
Right.
Play dead, cover yourself in honey, and put yourself on a white plate.
Exactly.
Yeah,
so Jim Gaffigan said, if you're in a sleeping bag, there's nothing you can do. You look like a giant burrito.
That's right. All right, I'll retweet if I can figure it out, because I think I just lost everything. I don't know how to do this.
So the description of the bear scene, Daskal said, we're looking at the phone and describing the grizzly bear that sat down next to a guy who was in a lawn chair by a stream.
Yeah, it's just, but I don't know what you would do.
Right.
I just don't know.
And what this guy seems to be doing is just remaining calm.
Yeah, well, he's got a great video of it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right, it's 8:12. We've got a new World Series champion. We'll do that next.
It's that time again to award the My Office Plus and Longs Garage Player of the Week. The Week 9 My Office Plus and Longs Garage Player of the Week is not just one player of the week. The athletes of the week are all the local teams that made it to the playoffs this season. In Class 1A, we congratulate the 7-2 Fisher Bunnies, the 7-2 Arcola Purple Riders, the 5-4 Salt Fork Storm. In Class 2A, we congratulate the 8-2 Watsika Warriors, the 8-1 GCMS Falcons, the 7-2 Oakwood Comets, the 5-4 Villa Grove Blue Devils, the 7-2 Tuscola Warriors. In Class 3A, we congratulate the 7-2 Paxton Buckley-Lota Panthers, the 5-4 St. Joseph Ogden Spartans, the 6-3 Monticello Sages, and in 4A, we congratulate the 8-1 Salona Unity Rockets and the 6-3 Clinton Maroons. Congratulations to you all for winning the My Office Plus and Longs Garage Player of the Week. Good luck and safe travels to all the local teams headed to the IHSA State Playoffs in football. The Player of the Week is also sponsored by Prospect Bank.
Mulder Financial is your one-stop mortgage shop. I'm Jay Lehman, former All-American for the University of Illinois. I'm now a licensed real estate agent, and I get to work with mortgage brokers all the time. But who do I prefer most, and who do I use to put a loan on my own home? Mulder Financial. Quick pre-approval. Great rates. Mulder Financial, your one-stop mortgage shop. Visit MulderFinancial.com or in person at the corner of Windsor and Duncan at the Crossing to start your journey now.
Hi, I'm Habib Habib. This year's Live to Lead was the best one ever. So we're hosting an encore presentation of the exact same program on Tuesday, December 10th at 8 a.m. and 5 p.m. at the iHotel. John Maxwell, Angela Arendt, Marcus Buckingham of Strength Finder, Chris Hogan, and Rachel Hollis of Girl Wash Your Face. They rock the house. Don't miss this opportunity. Bring your team, bring your spouse, bring a friend. It'll be an amazing program that you won't forget. Buy your tickets at HabibHabib.com.
Around this time of year, I miss comfort food from home.
How about heading out to Curtis Orchard at 3902 Duncan Road in Champaign?
deed at the Flying Monkey Cafe.
What? That sounds interesting.
Yeah, it's Curtis Orchard's Wizard of Oz theme and homemade lunch combos are a great price and available from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. until they close in late December.
Curtis Orchard? I'll bet they have great apple pies, too.
At least half a dozen pie options. It's awesome.
Wow, good tip. I just looked them up at CurtisOrchard.com.
I don't really hit my Twitter. I'm not very active, but at StevieJayFM, I just retweeted the grizzly bear next to man kind of gazing at the beautiful scenery and wherever that would be.
I'll see if I can like that, and I'm at Diane_Ducey.
Yeah. Do you know the impact of your three-digit number, your credit score? Busey wants you to get educated. Busey encourages you to get smart about credit. Here's why. One in three consumers don't know their credit score. With good credit, you can buy a home, purchase a car, start a business, get a job, establish utility service. It's pretty important. Do read the fine print on the credit application, the do's and don'ts here. Do be wary of anyone who claims they can fix it. Do pay at least the minimum due every month. Busey's The Pillar magazine is a great resource for learning money management. Get smart about credit with Busey. Speak with their experts at 800-67-BUSEY today, or just stop by one of their many convenient locations. Busey wants you to get smart about credit. It's a good idea. Busey, for over 150 years, member FDIC. Got a little Matt Napolitano standing by. He was in Houston last night. Can we start with that?
That sounds wonderful. What a win for the Nationals, 6-2 over the Astros to take the World Series. Here's Matt's report.
For the first time in franchise history, the Washington Nationals are World Series champions. The Nats coming away with a Game 7 victory tonight over the Houston Astros to win the World Series 4-3, capping off a historic feat of all seven games in this fall classic being won by the visiting team as the Nationals won their four at Minute Maid Park. The Nationals tuning out naysayers as they were able to come away with a World Series win without slugger Bryce Harper, whom they lost this past offseason to a long-term deal with the Philadelphia Phillies. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
So a lot of wows in that. All the games were won on the road.
Yep.
The Senators won in 1924, but nothing for the Nationals since they were established in 2005.
And rally on Saturday in our nation's capital. There'll be a lot of people there.
That's absolutely right. Steven Strasburg as the MVP. He's 31. Right-hander that went 5-0. 1.9 ERA with five postseason starts and one relief appearance. So good stuff for the Washington Nationals. Feeling good today about their winning the World Series. On to the NBA. Cleveland over the Bulls, 117-111. Pacers over the Brooklyn Nets, 118-108. And Golden State was beat by Phoenix, 121-110. And in the process, Steph Curry, at the age of 31, suffered a broken left hand. MRI and CT scan due to determined surgery and recovery time for that. Illinois basketball in action against Lewis. That game tomorrow. And congratulations, Chris Mitchell of Mansfield will be going. He's also going to the Illinois Rutgers game at 2:30 on Saturday. It's Dad's Day weekend. Lots of festivities for the dads. Planned out at IlliniDads.com if you want to get in on that. NHL action, Blues over Minnesota, 2-1. Next up for St. Louis, they'll host Columbus tomorrow. That's pretty much sports. I'm Diane Ducey.
Yep, again, getting ready for a weekend busy with sports, including, of course, the Fighting Illini taking on Rutgers. We are a 21-point favorite, but I'm sure we got our helmets strapped on straight and wouldn't dare look by anyone. Telltale sign was after we beat Wisconsin, we were firmly grounded and ready to play Purdue in a really bad weather game. Saw Dre Brown rush for over 150 yards. So we're excited because we have a chance to win three games in a row in the Big Ten. First time since, I think, Ron Zook. Ron Zook went 6-0 to start that year, and I think there were three Big Ten wins in a row there. Anyway, it'll be great. Unbelievable that we're in the bowl conversation. And different bowls are taking a peek to see if they want to get us or see what we're about because we have arrangements in the Big Ten with 10 different bowls, I believe. So a lot of bowls go around, and the fact that we're talking about this when – before the Wisconsin game, we were talking about Lovie Smith's football replacement for head coach. Yeah, how things can change in sports quickly. Let's check your weather.
We're at 33 now, and that's our high for the day. Temperatures dropping to 23, and with this 70% chance of precipitation and temperatures dropping, that means there could be some snow for Halloween. Winds up to 23 miles per hour. Sunshine tomorrow, though, as we begin November with a high 47, low 32. Some clouds for Saturday, high 39, low 29. Up to 50 with partly cloudy conditions on Sunday. Right now we're at 32, ESPN 93.5.
Yeah, I should say some were talking about Lovie Smith replacements. I never did. I'm sick of it. We've had six changes since 1990.
That's right.
That's too many. 8:20. We're not thinking about it anymore. Let's go, man. Let's go. Let's play.
I'm Liz Klayman, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Americans are making a little more money and are spending. Personal incomes rose 0.3% in September. Spending increased 0.2%. Both of those numbers are not a surprise. More people were filing for unemployment benefits last week. The number of new claims rose by 5,000 to 218,000. Though the increase is more than expected, it's still in line with a healthy job market. The Labor Department releases the October employment report tomorrow. Apple reported a stronger than expected quarter, and it's optimistic about the holiday season. Facebook also reported a stronger than expected quarter. Fiat Chrysler, which makes Jeeps, Ram trucks, Dodge, and Chrysler brands, is merging with France's PSA, the parent company of Peugeot. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola, invested in you.
Eckridge, you do you.
Love begun tomorrow.
It's Halloween. Trick-or-treating champagne tonight, 6 to 8. I can't figure out the half-hour hour. Just be home at 5, ready to go.
Yeah, and just make sure you got a clear path and the lights on.
I guarantee you this will be an early arriving and early exiting crowd, because if it's raining, they're not going to last long.
They're just going to get down to business.
Yep, I would expect people in my neighborhood to be there at 5:45 and then hit it while there's a smidge of light left. And then the older ones will probably be out a little later.
That's right. Right.
Because when it comes to sugar addiction, we're all on the page.
Exactly.
Okay. Well, the House is beginning their debate on all this process for impeachment, and to me, it is not fair. The whole thing. I think Americans really understand fairness, and you can remove your hatred for Donald Trump. There's nothing he's done that's impeachable, and they're just going to go ahead and do it. And you're just opening a can of worms for other administrations and reasons you go after somebody you hate. What happens if this John Durham report comes out and shows Barack Obama was very much involved in looking in on Donald Trump during the campaign of 2016? Hillary Clinton, we know, was behind the FISA, the report that led to the FISA, the report that the Clinton campaign paid for that was bogus. That started the whole "you colluded with the Russians" thing. That was Hillary. Where's the outrage? And then the Benghazi thing was one of the most bothersome things in the 8 years of Barack Obama, when they lied about what happened. And I think that's egregious. We know that because of Hillary's email that's public to Chelsea that night. And then for 2.5 weeks, they said it was a spontaneous reaction to a movie, a video. And then they went and arrested the movie guy.
Poor guy.
For 5 months.
I know. What happened
in jail? What happened to him? Talk about your fall guy. Well, we arrested that guy. It wasn't because of the movie.
Right.
It was an attack on our embassy in Benghazi. We never should have been there. We lost Chris Stevens, the ambassador, three other brave Americans. And there was no outrage for leading the American people down the wrong path for weeks and knowing it. Ahead of the 2012 Mitt Romney election. Mm-hmm. Might have had an impact.
Mm-hmm.
But
remember talking to that guy, Tonto Peronto or whatever.
Yeah, he was amazing.
And saying, you know, we were ready to get in our outfits and ready to go, but they wouldn't let us change, and we had to sit there and wait.
Yeah. It's just, there's just not a lot of, in my opinion, the thing is so unfair when it goes to standards for impeachable offenses. And if you hate Donald Trump, you've got plenty of reasons. But it should not be based on hate. It should be based on law. And whether this is big enough, whatever you think the phone call was with 10 people listening and the transcript being out, but others having other concerns, and the transcript was edited. What is the... It's unbelievable to believe that all those people would collude to change a report. I don't think so. I just think you've got to find something. And the fact that there's been eight or nine things they've tried to hang on this president, I can't stand him. He shouldn't have won. We got to make sure that we get him out because we might not beat him in 2020. So you don't trust the electorate to make the choice. If you don't like Donald Trump, just vote him away. Just don't vote for him. That's fine. That's how it works. But to get him because you can't trust the candidates you have is amazing. And I don't think most of the country has any idea of the details and minutia of all this, and I don't blame them. Hard to keep up, hard to watch. All they know is Trump impeach, Trump impeach. So then the pollsters go around and ask more Democrats and Republicans and say, do you think he should be impeached? And, oh, it's growing. It's not fair. A lot of things in life aren't fair. And this whole procedure is like, you've got to be kidding. I think they're going to impeach him. I don't think the Senate will do anything. Controlled by Republicans, Senate's not doing nothing. But you have an impeached president running for office, and they hope they can damage him enough to hurt him. And I think there's a lot of people going, this isn't right. Those that are aware will say it's not right. The others that don't really know will go along with the crowd. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. Sadly, it's that. So it's what we got. But, man, if you're in on this and you're looking at this pretty closely, if you're not partisan, you're going, you're impeaching him for what? What? Wow. Can you imagine if you had every phone call, every transcript, you had people that hated you working in the government that had access to all your phone calls, how bad that would be? That's what he's got. It's not fair. And you don't have to vote for him. But what's happened to him isn't fair. News coming up.
Hi, I'm Troy Lands. Here's a great offer from Lands. For a limited time, we're offering instant rebates up to $1,000 or special long-term financing with approved credit on qualifying training systems. That's $1,000 in instant rebates or special financing. Call Lands for details or find us online at landsinc.com. And remember, it's hard to stop a train. Any season, any time, you can count on Lands.
See Lands or visit train.com for complete program eligibility dates, details, and restrictions.
Get the roof your home deserves. Roof Doctors. They have honest, reasonable rates. They give you competitive prices up front. No gimmicks or contractor pricing games. You can rely on Roof Doctors. No deposit required. No subcontractors. Over 30 years in business in the industry. Check out Roof Doctors at roofdoctorsco.com or call Tammy or Randy at 328-7529. Roof Doctors, 328-7529.
I'm pretty sure our new house might be haunted.
What makes you say that?
The furniture is levitating. Oh, and the ghost.
Welcome home.
Yeah, that's spooky.
You know what's really scary? Missing out on Geico for help with homeowners and renters insurance. Geico makes it easy to save a bunch.
Great. You're not sticking around, right?
The party's just getting started.
Happy Geico Week. Call today and see how easy homeowners and renters insurance can be. How good are PXG clubs? Golf writers describe them as absolutely remarkable and the best golf clubs out there. Our customers call them insanely good and say they live up to the hype. So what are you waiting for? Step up your game and enjoy golf more than ever. Call 844-PLAY-PXG, 844-PLAY-PXG, or visit pxg.com to book your custom fitting. PXG. Nobody makes golf clubs the way we do. Period.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Chris Foster. The House is debating a resolution now laying out the impeachment process going forward, with a vote expected this morning. Today's witness in the inquiry is Tim Morrison, a member of the president's National Security Council, who's resigning.
Tim Morrison is the second White House official to testify, who was on the phone call when President Trump asked the Ukrainian president to investigate Joe Biden and his son Hunter. Morrison is expected to corroborate key elements of testimony already given by the acting U.S. ambassador to Ukraine, who claimed that military aid to Ukraine was being withheld until President Zelensky announced such an investigation.
Fox's John Decker at the White House. A 17-year-old Indiana boy pleads guilty of murder. He stabbed a girl to death who was pregnant with his baby. He told police that he was mad she waited too long to tell him to get an abortion. Aaron Trejo's been in custody since December. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. A Mahomet man is facing drug charges after police found several ounces of cannabis in his car. 22-year-old Justin Creighton was arrested after a deputy saw his car weaving over the center line on Illinois 47 in Mahomet and initiated a traffic stop. The deputy could smell cannabis, and a drug-sniffing dog helped to confirm that. Creighton had almost $900 in his pocket, and a search of the car turned up a backpack that had just over 9 ounces of cannabis and a digital scale inside. The 2019 Illinois report card is out. WLS says graduation rates held steady and the state's reading performance was even for 2019. We continue to have trouble with truancy. This year it hit its highest level since 2004 at 13.4% this year. The rate of chronic truants more than doubled from 3.2% to 8.6%. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Did you know that October is National Orthodontic Health Month? Angel Smiles Dental wants you to join them in celebrating the power of a smile. Whether you're 12, 16, or 60, a perfect smile is one of your best assets. People everywhere appreciate a friendly smile, so make sure yours is the best in town it can be. Now through the end of October, come in for a free consultation at Angel Smiles Dental in Rantoul. Schedule your appointment at 892-8868. 892-8868. That's 892-8868.
This is a cow whose milk became everyone's favorite cheese at the craft fair. But cheese only lasts so long. The impression a small business makes needs to last much longer. And now Vistaprint is introducing free shipping on all business cards in any quantity. Choose from hundreds of fresh designs tailored to your type of company. Or upload your own. The choice is yours. The time is now. For a limited time only, get free shipping on all business cards in any quantity with promo code 7272. That's promo code 7272 at Vistaprint.com. Vistaprint. Own the now.
It's time for another My Journey with Mettler.
My name is Christina Slaby. I love doing physical therapy at Mettler. I did my own research because I knew of some other physical therapy places my friends had gone to and they weren't too happy, so I wanted to find a place that I was really happy with. And that's what I think is really special about physical therapy at Mettler, is that one-on-one attention the whole hour that you're there. It really helped with like strengthening and like figuring out a lot of issues that I didn't think I have.
Start your journey with Mettler Center. Visit MettlerCenter.com today.
Why do so many go to Honda BMW of Champaign? Is it the selection of hundreds of new and pre-owned vehicles? The easy location off Neal at Burwash Savoy? Or the fact that they're an award-winning dealership getting incredible reviews year after year from their customers? Yes, it's all of the above. Before you buy your next vehicle, give Honda BMW of Champaign a chance to earn your business. Honda BMW off Neal at Burwash Savoy, or go online, drivechampaign.com. All right, peek at this weather. Report from meteorologist Mike Anderson.
And he's looking for the, you know, scrapers right now.
Kelowna's reporting slush.
Slushy stuff on the windshield there.
Looks like I'm eating the Tootsie Rolls. Nobody's coming by my house.
That's right. Yeah. Cloudy, windy, snowy later. We've got temperatures dropping down to 23. We've reached our high of 33. 47 with sunshine tomorrow, down to 32. That's why Fisher, Farmer City, and Mansfield has said, let's do Halloween on November 1st.
Not that unique. According to Fox, Cleveland to Chicago, their town all over doing that.
Is that right?
Yep.
What about All Saints Day when we honor?
I think you move All Saints Day to the 2nd and 3rd.
Okay.
Make it 2 days. Yep.
We've got some clouds on Saturday with a high 39, 50. Partly cloudy on Sunday. 32 now on ESPN 93.5.
Well, I got Pastor Dave Johnson, Muhammad Christian Church. Dave, how are you?
Oh, I am living the dream, serving the king, and making the devil mad.
You are the man. Living Flag Program. Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Tell me about this, Pastor Johnson.
Well, I'm excited to do so. Thank you. This is our 15th year. It's a community God and country celebration. We have over 1,000 people who come every year from all over the central Illinois area, and it's just a great salute to our veterans. This year, it's a program called Welcome Home with a special salute to our Vietnam veterans. And it's a multimedia, incredible sight to see if you haven't seen it before. We include groups from all over our Champaign-Urbana community, including the University of Illinois, their Air Force ROTC drill team, their Honor Guard, Lincoln's Challenge drill team, the Penrod Cadets, and school groups. It's incredible. We just Everybody pitches in and makes a wonderful, wonderful salute to our servicemen.
It's a great show. Friday, Saturday, Sunday. What are the times, and does it cost money to come?
You know, this is absolutely free. We don't even take up a love offering. It's Friday night, Saturday night, and Sunday night at 7 p.m. And then on Saturday afternoon, we have an afternoon matinee at 2 o'clock. A lot of people don't like to drive at night or other groups from assisted living or whatever. They bring buses, and it's a great afternoon program.
We ought to be praying for our leaders, correct, Pastor?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
We are in a time now that is unlike any other time in my lifetime where you do something like the Living Flag. There'll be some people living here that are actually American that won't want to do it or take a knee. It's crazy what's going on. This is the greatest nation on earth, Pastor.
Ever.
Ever.
Absolutely.
Unbelievable. We need to love God and love people, right?
Absolutely. That's what it's all about. And this is one of our ways of giving honor to whom honor is due. And there's so much criticism today, so much nitpicking, so much division. And just to stop and say thank you, a well-deserved thank you means so much in a time like this.
Well, it's wonderful what you're doing. It's Living Flag program Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And you said matinee Sunday at 2?
Saturday
at 2. Okay, so you have Friday, Saturday, Sunday nights at 7. Saturday at 2, it's absolutely free. Muhammad Christian Church, easy to find?
Yes, we're on Lake of the Woods Road, right across from the Lake of the Woods Golf Course.
Well, listen, Pastor Johnson, I've always said that the further this country moves away from God, the worse it's going to get. Let's move closer, my friend.
Absolutely. Trying to nudge us back a little closer to home.
Listen, thanks for what you're doing. Thanks for who you're serving and also the impact you're making, Dave. I appreciate it.
Well, thank you for having us. Appreciate
always, you. Always a pleasure. Dave Johnson, who's pastor of Muhammad Christian Church, Living Flag this weekend. You'll feel good when you walk out. You will have some joy, and you'll feel great about America.
Yeah, we need more patriotic programs. And I know a lot of schools are keeping the kids in for Veterans Day, which is on a Monday this year. And they say they want the kids to go to these programs. And then at the schools, they want to host veterans and have them come in for a breakfast or lunch and talk to the kids in the classrooms.
What's Larry Canfor and Rotary doing? They're having you take a veteran to lunch?
Yes, that's one-to-one. Why not on that Monday the 11th have a veteran come out to eat with you, and you can sign up as you go to the one-to-one site right now. Actually, we just got a press release on that. So
yeah, you'll be hearing a little more from that from us, but we think it's a great idea to celebrate, and particularly Vietnam folks, because now they're aging, and now we're getting Vietnam guys that were 70s now. You know, they came back, they served their country, they did what they were told.
Right.
And people spit on them.
I know.
Okay, some did. 8:40. Been check your sports coming up. Got a new World Series champion. Washington Nationals win.
There's a time for work. There's a time for play. There's a time to do things you don't do every day. There's a place to go.
And smell the roses in life with technology, the hustle and bustle of life, or just stress. So many factors can make life less enjoyable. Blossom Basket Florists can help take some of the stress away and make you feel better with the bouquet of their flowers in your home. The fresh smells and the vibrant colors of their flowers can put your mind at ease. It's the small wins in life that make the world a better place for each individual. So head online to blossombasket.com and place your order today.
It's one of the largest shows in Central Illinois, and it's just in time for the holiday season. Don't miss the 40th annual Kris Kringle Arts and Crafts Show, November 1st and 2nd, at the Garden in Urbana on West Killarney Drive. Over 60 vendors, all on one level, and goodie bags to the first 100 attendees each day. Don't miss the 40th annual Kris Kringle Arts and Crafts Show, presented by Illinois Heartland Decorative Artists. Go to ihda.us, and don't miss the 40th annual Kris Kringle Arts and Crafts Show, Friday, November 1st from 3 to 9 p.m., and Saturday, November 2nd, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Pack your bags and get ready for a trip of a lifetime with the all-new Champaign Outdoors Adventure Travel. They're visiting three amazing destinations next year. You can check out the pristine beaches and volcanic national parks in Costa Rica, enjoy sun, waterfalls, and wine in Croatia, or go on the ultimate bucket list adventure as you trek up Mount Kilimanjaro to reach the highest peak in Africa. These are all small group trips only available to you in the Champaign-Urbana area and include experienced guides and luxury accommodations. So what are you waiting for? Start your adventure today by visiting champagneoutdoors.com/travel.
Yeah, I said it's 100 days till pitchers and catchers report, so something like that, because you have 30 days in November, 31 December, 28 in February. And I think they show up like February 10 or something. There's an early start. Baseball, I think, starts March 23 this year, something like that, regular season.
In 2020?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's all getting earlier and earlier. It's going to be chilly and cold in those games. I won't be going to any baseball games in March.
No.
No way. All right, we jump to our morning sports. One more report from Diane Ducey.
All right, Nationals win the World Series with their 6-2 victory over the Astros. In fact, all the games on the road were won by the opposing team, the visiting team. So it's such an unusual statistic.
Well, if it doesn't drive home the, you know, home field advantage, who cares?
Right.
At this point, it didn't matter this year.
We've got a report now from Matt Napolitano.
For the first time in franchise history, the Washington Nationals are World Series champions. The Nats coming away with a Game 7 victory tonight over the Houston Astros to win the World Series 4-3, capping off a historic feat of all seven games in this fall classic being won by the visiting team as the Nationals won their 4 at Minute Maid Park. The Nationals tuning out naysayers as they were able to come away with a World Series win without slugger Bryce Harper, whom they lost this past offseason to a long-term deal with the Philadelphia Phillies. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
Steven Strasburg voted MVP in the game, and the Senators beat the Giants back in 1924, but that wasn't the Washington Nationals until 2005.
Yeah, and that's franchise moved from Montreal to Washington and became the Nationals.
Gotcha.
So this franchise has never won one, but Washington, D.C. has had a World Series champion. And somebody texted in, how long before we hear that the Nationals don't want to visit the White House?
That's right.
I guess over-under would be 10 days.
Okay, it said 24 hours. But they have the parade coming
on
up
Saturday.
On Saturday,
yeah.
So
yeah.
At least they'll get over that.
Maybe Donald Trump should speak at the rally.
Yeah, and just call that good,
yeah,
so we don't
yeah,
have to hear
yeah,
all the
there
hubba.
You go. Yeah, and have them boo and everybody record it.
Whatever.
It'd be good, yeah.
Cleveland over the Bulls, 117-111. Bulls are off to a 1-4 start. Kevin Love on that game with 17 points and 20 rebounds. Indianapolis' Pacers are winners over the Brooklyn Nets, 118-108. But what's trending in NBA stories is Phoenix over the Golden State Warriors, 121-110. And Steph Curry suffering this broken left hand. He's 31. MRI and CT scan due to determine the surgery and recovery time for him. We had the Blues over Minnesota 2-1. Next up, St. Louis will host Columbus tomorrow. We have our Illini basketball team in action tomorrow with the only exhibition game against Lewis happening at 7 o'clock. Chris Mitchell of Mansfield is one of our winners of tickets. He's also going to the Illinois Rutgers game at 2:30 on Saturday. Tonight in the NFL, San Francisco is at Arizona. And then we have Sunday's contest. The Bears are at Philadelphia and the Colts are in Pittsburgh. Green Bay takes on the L.A. Chargers. Dirt New Orleans Saints. Have a bye.
Nice week off. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully the Bears can get it going. Who do they play?
Philadelphia.
Oh, boy.
Mm-hmm.
That's at Philadelphia. Oh, boy. Yeah. 8:45, a little uncomfortable. You know, I generally put a lot of people on the radio. I will not be doing this interview here. Just got an alert that Best Buy is going to give you a sneak peek on the specials. Go fish. I am such a local guy. I'm going to go to Good Vibes or Premier Sound and Design. I'm going to stay local. You know that if we don't try to do everything we can to buy local, it isn't going to be here. I just, this whole Amazon thing, and I use Amazon. But when I can buy local, I certainly don't like going into stores and looking at the tag and going on my car and ordering on Amazon. I just like having local people around, and most of Champaign County is local and small business. And if you can, I don't say pay more or pay an arm and a leg more, but we are getting so soft because it's so much easier to push send and pay and have it come to your door for free. How do you compete with that?
Well, and it's exciting to get a package, but to me, what's the next steps if you were to order something and have to plug it in and do the remote and program all of that? I mean,
well, what happens?
That's why I reach out to Good Vibes is that service after the sale.
And they're going to have these doorbusters where they sell these big TVs for $199.
And there's usually like three of them.
Yeah, and you get
that's
in there.
That's the bait.
That's so bad because some people camp out. For a silly television for $199,
right.
Because there's not enough of them to get everybody in the line anyway.
I feel like we've kind of moved away from that, and I feel like it's turning into Black November. And especially this
going
shopping
early.
Season starting so late.
Yeah.
I mean, the Parade of Lights is the Saturday after Thanksgiving, and that's November 30th. So, anyway.
I've just kind of gotten even away from interested in the shopping buses to Chicago because you're taking revenue out of Champaign County. I think it's great to go see Chicago and the City Light, all that stuff. But, man, we just, being a small business owner, I totally get it. And I really understand that we need to be as good as all these big guys, but we can't buy 100,000 televisions at once. So we can't get the price as low as we'd like. But otherwise, say goodbye. And you know what the bottom line is? People don't really care. They just don't. It's convenience. It's price. It's like, everybody will say, we want local business. They don't care. They're not going to do it because they're going to do what's convenient and the best price. That's what we all do, and that's fine. But when it's close to even, I would just really encourage you to support the mom and dads in Champaign County.
Speaking of that, Larry Camper Gallery with $3 off on your 2020 calendar in the month of October.
That's a top
move on that now.
Well, today's the last day.
I know.
That's a top five seller in the country.
I know.
He's amazing.
I love those shots in that calendar.
Yeah, no, it's remarkable. Larry and Elena Camper hosting a Stevie J travel trip to Tuscany, which is sold out.
Yes.
With a waiting list. We needed a bigger boat.
That's great.
Yep. Weather next.
If your engine or transmission isn't running the way it should, and you're not prepared to invest cash in a different vehicle, Long's Garage in Urbana puts miles back into the one you're driving by installing a Jasper remanufactured engine or transmission. Jasper Engines and Transmissions backs their products with a nationwide 3-year, 100,000-mile parts and labor warranty. Call Long's Garage in Urbana at 367-3942 and ask for a Jasper remanufactured product.
Looking for a place to host your company or organization's holiday party? Looking for great food and drink options? Look no further than Gifford's Long Branch Steakhouse. Donnie and the crew would love to host your private celebration Sunday, Monday, or Tuesdays in downtown Gifford. Steaks, seafood, chops, chicken, ribs, and more. Call 568-7722 for details. That's 568-7722. And don't forget, gift certificates from Long Branch make great stocking stuffers. Earlier today, we had a Go Stever offer via 10. It is snowing. That is snow, isn't it?
It is.
Okay, I'm happy. I don't have a scraper. Didn't believe it was going to happen.
Well, Mike has found ours. Especially because he's listening to the radio. Every time I bring it up, he's like, grrr.
That's okay. Hey, we're going to write a musical today. It's going to be good. We're happy.
But
it's a great day.
But I am seeing, as you look at the bushes, it's a little white on top there.
Well, wow. There we are. That's great. That means it's going to be sunny in March this year. Yay.
Okay.
All right. Stevie J's Go Stever. Today's offer, Mettler, where I pay you actual cash to help yourself. If you go to Mettler for that free 30-minute consult, they do physical therapy a little deeper than anybody else. They have a method that is theirs called the Mettler Method. Paul Mettler invented it, and it works. Diana has had that. I've had that. It's amazing.
Yes.
I went through a bunch of physical therapy, and I left with a really swollen calf. Nothing happened. Then I went there, and 30 minutes later, he took the leaves out of the gutter, so to speak, and the water drained. Okay. I said, I'm in. 30-minute consult. It's free. I've arranged for a totally 30-minute free, and then I'll pay you $100 just to help yourself. If something hurts on your body, or you know somebody who does, why not? You go. They say, can't help you. You get my $100 anyway. Where you go and you say they can help you, bang, you're in.
So I was talking about the weather, has a 359-2255 from Brian, a text in that says there was a note that the snow was supposed to move out by 4:30 or 5 this afternoon. So it looks like we might have clear shot, but a cold evening with wind chills.
We need our snow boots. I hope not. Anyway, Mettler, 359-2255, text in Mettler. Last chance, take advantage of that. You have to book something within 7 days, get it on the schedule, and then tell me what you thought when you're done. 359-2255, text in Mettler. Give you 100 bucks to help yourself. Here we go with the weather.
Snowy and windy. We've reached our high of 33, down to 23 tonight. Mostly sunny and a high 47, low 32 tomorrow. Clouds on Saturday's forecast with a high 39, low 29. Partly cloudy and a high 50 by Sunday. Right now we're at 32 with some misty light snow coming down, mm-hmm. I guess. I don't know what you call that.
It's snow.
You know, the Eskimos have 22 words for snow, so okay. This one's kind of a weird one.
Yeah.
With it being misty snow.
Yeah, it's snow.
And we're right at 32, so
if you can
right
see it,
between.
It's snow.
Okay.
Yeah.
32 now on ESPN 93.5.
Hello, this is Shane Coulter from Country Arborist Nursery. In 1865, my great-great-grandfather, Robert Blaine Coulter, came to Central Illinois with dreams of growing plants for a living. Five generations and 144 years later, I'm proud to say we're still growing plants for Central Illinois. We're still a business where you can come out to the store and see the same faces you've seen for decades, where you know the employees by name. If you had our landscape crew come out 20 years ago and build your patio or plant your trees, we're the place they're talking about when they say check with your local nursery. Country Arbors also has mulches, stone, and rock. You can find out more information about our history at countryarbors.com.
This is a cow whose milk became everyone's favorite cheese at the craft fair. But cheese only lasts so long. The impression a small business makes needs to last much longer. And now Vistaprint is introducing free shipping on all business cards in any quantity. Choose from hundreds of fresh designs tailored to your type of company or upload your own. The choice is yours. The time is now. For a limited time only, get free shipping on all business cards in any quantity with promo code 7272. That's promo code 7272 at Vistaprint.com. Vistaprint. Own the now.
The hammering. The sawing, the drilling, all the sounds of the workplace are music to our ears. You can be a part of construction projects, large and small, as a Carpenters Local 243 member. Learn to excel with apprentice and journeyman training. Members enjoy all the benefits this internationally recognized union has to offer. Join the Local 243 family tradition. Contact Carpenters Local 243 at 217-356-5463.
Hey, it's Stevie J. So I have these new Stevie J Broadcasting logoed shirts that I got from Game Day Spirit. I get so many people looking at them, asking where I got them. It's because the logo looks great and the quality of the shirt is really nice. Anyway, it's a great product from Game Day Spirit, locally owned and operated. They're professional and they'll take care of your corporate apparel needs just like they did for me. Get a free quote. Email sales@gamedayspirit.com. That's sales@gamedayspirit.com. Okie dokie. Jeremy Warner Show is coming up next. Stay safe as you trick-or-treat around your hamlets and villages and towns as you collect your goods. And remember, when you buy your candy, buy something you like so you can eat it.
That's right.
Always fun.
Fisher Mansfield and Farmer City, yep. Tomorrow, 5 to 8.
All right, we'll see you on Friday.
Enjoy Halloween.
Yep, you too. That's Diane Ducey, Mike Ditka, Brother Johnny tomorrow, and a new law enforcement official of the month tomorrow on the program between 7 and 9. I am Stevie J. Thank you so much for listening. Have a safe and a wonderful Halloween. We'll talk in November. Have a great Thursday.
Did you know the...